This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
So Luke Combs, this very successful country music star. I mean, he's a superstar in the country music world. A lot of crossover hits as well. He says, my job is more important. My job is not more important than my kids. He said, I have my priorities in order this year. My kids are more important than my job. I think it's easy for him to say that now. And I think there are times that sometimes men and sometimes women have to make decisions that make it look like they're prioritizing their job over their kids. And I'll give you an example in my life. In 1996, I was doing a talk show on B97 after Howard Stern. The station decided to change formats. In 1996, FM talk was not as popular as it is now. And so the company decided to change. It's not the company that owns B97 and WWL now, but another company owned the two stations. And they decided to change the format. So essentially, I was out of a job. I didn't have a job. There were no opportunities for me in New Orleans. None. And I know some of you might think, well, how could that be? Of course Scoot would have an opportunity on the radio in New Orleans. There were no opportunities for me here. And my agent, I had an agent at the time, my agent found a great position for me. I flew to Philadelphia and auditioned for it and got the job immediately. I was offered the afternoon show on WPHT in Philadelphia. And it was for really good money, really great money. My son was in a private school at the time. And my son's mom and I wanted to keep him in a private school. I was made to feel like I was prioritizing my job over my son when I made the decision to go to Philadelphia. It was a hard decision. It hurt me. But I had to make the decision because we wanted to keep my son in private school. To keep him in private school, for me to continue to pay child support, which was very, very generous, I had to move. I had to move. But it looks to some people like I might have been prioritizing work over my son, but I wasn't. I was making a sacrifice for my son. It was a great opportunity to go to Philadelphia. I'm not going to lie about that. But I didn't want to leave my son. But I was the primary income earner among the two of us. And to keep things the way they were, I had to leave. I had to leave. It was hard. And I cannot even describe how I cried every time I dropped him off at the airport. Every time he would come to see me and he would go back. I can't tell you how much I cried. I cried the whole way home. And it was hard. And so sometimes men and sometimes women have to make decisions that might make it seem as if they're prioritizing work, but they're really doing it for their kids. And I never liked living away from my son. In fact, I wanted him to live with me. But it didn't work out until he was 18 and could make the decision for himself. And as soon as he turned 18, he moved to Portland to live with me. And he finished the last semester of high school in a school that, where he didn't know anybody, because he wanted to live with me, and he did. So, you know, sometimes people have to make tough decisions, and it might look like they don't care, but they really do care. And when Luke Combs says, well, I've got priorities in order this year, my job is not more important than my kids, I get it, Luke, but not everybody's in your position. Not everybody can do that. And sometimes men and sometimes women have to make tough decisions. And sometimes when it comes to after-school care, not being able to pick your kids up right away, sometimes you make work a priority because it's necessary. It's not that you're selfish. It's not that I was selfish. I didn't want to leave him. But I couldn't take him with me. So that was a tough time. And I look back on all those times when I was out of town and I brought him to the airport. And, you know, again, I cried like a baby all the way home. I didn't want him to see that. But sometimes we make decisions. There were no opportunities for me in New Orleans at the time. So I did what I could to continue to pay child support and continue to stay in touch with him and just continue to keep him in a private school. So when somebody like Luke Combs says, well, you know, yeah, my kids are my priority. I get it. If I were in that position, you know, my son would have been my priority and I wouldn't have left. I wouldn't have had to leave because I would have had money. So if you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's take a break here. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get right back to more of your calls. But I know a lot of people can relate to this. I don't know if anybody wants to really talk about it because it's a tough topic to talk about. But I just think it's easy for somebody like Luke Combs to say, yeah, my job's not as important as my kids. Well, because you're already a multimillionaire. And it's easy to say that when you're in that position. But when you have to make money, sometimes you have to make sacrifices to make money. And for me, I had to leave the city. And I didn't want to, but I had no choice.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space, Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.